Hey there, everybody. This is JTB, along with Justin Time.
How's it going, everybody?
And you're listening to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary. This is our top five episode.
It's where we bring you our top five movies related to some sort of category that we picked arbitrarily based on the movie you just listened to us do, hopefully.
Which movie was that, Justin?
That was Keeping Up with the Bolins.
Otherwise known as...
The other Bolin sister? The other Bolin girl?
I think it's girl.
Shit. You guys kept saying different things.
I know. I kept on mixing it up. Anyways,
it's from 2008, so if you find it, it's...
Story of King Henry VIII and his second wife and her sister. And how much they all banged.
Basically.
So... But they were married, so we're doing our top five memorable movie marriages. Now, Justin, we've had problems in the past with you with our top fives.
Yeah.
Where you don't get them, or you do something wrong, or you don't even have them.
Yeah. Hey, but I always came through when I didn't have them.
So I sent you two messages to make sure we're on the same page about what this is.
Yes.
So this is marriages in movies.
Yes.
Not actors that are married to each other.
Yes.
Okay. We're good?
Yes, I'm okay. On that.
All right.
Cool. I did take a couple liberties, though.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to those when I get to those movies. But...
Oh, boy. Liberties, huh?
Yep. But I knew what the original intent was this time.
All right. Where can they find us, Justin Time?
They can find us on Facebook or Instagram or Stitcher or Google Play.
Okay. I'm supposed to wrap that up right at the end of the song, make it tie up real nice.
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to talk like this. Give me more than 3 seconds.
I should have gave you a little more time, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, Google us. Search Drunk Film Commentary at yahoo.com. That's our... Don't search that. Email us that.
That's our email.
I'm an idiot.
It's our third show of the night, so...
Yeah. I've said this a lot tonight. Yeah, or just search Drunk Film Commentary on Google, and we'll show up. I Googled it in the last show, so...
They found the podcast, so...
Yeah.
Drop us a line and suggest a movie for our random movie list.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Which isn't next. Our next pick is your pick.
It's my pick.
We rotate through and then we
and
have
I'm
a random
I'm very, very excited about this pick.
Yeah, we'll find out at the end of the episode what our next movie is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can play along. Email us now and see if you guess correctly.
Ooh, how fun. They can win a t-shirt.
Yes, they can win 10 t-shirts.
Drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Yep, email us now with your guess.
What's the question?
What's my movie going to be?
Oh, okay.
If we don't have an email by the time it's time to get there, then no one wins, but...
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So
they can just wait till the end of the episode. Nope. Okay. Okay. So we're doing top five memorable movie marriages. That kind of sounds good, too.
It does. It sounds like a BuzzFeed list.
Indeed. So, Justin, you want to kick off?
Except it'd probably be like top 32, and number 17 will amaze you. I don't know that I would ever be amazed by a movie marriage, but...
Well, we'll see. Maybe mine might.
You might mesmerize me, but...
Well...
I don't know about amaze. Sorry, I got to adjust my seat here. My headphones are clicking in and out.
Huh.
I just kind of got to kick some of these wires around my feet around until they work out proper again.
We're
all right?
Set up very professionally here.
I think it's... It's good. We got the tried and true kick it till it works method. So, I'm good.
If you haven't noticed, we're missing Danielle. We have an empty seat over here.
Womp, womp.
She's not feeling very well. She has a little pain, so she's laying down with the heating pad. And the show must go on, right?
Show's got to do something.
Yeah, yeah. We've all had our time of falling by the wayside. So but she's not even drunk. It's just kind of. Yeah, you did.
When?
Back at the old days, when you lost your shirt and.
Yeah, but I was still there.
Well, yeah, but you were at your house, so...
Yeah, but I mean, I was still up and talking. We're at Danielle's
house.
All
right, true.
I've never not talked.
You've been not drinking so much. You've been kind of wussing out lately, so...
Yeah.
We need to fill you up with some booze, like, next time.
Maybe. We'll find out. Huh?
Yeah. Do a shot war or something. Remember battle shots? Remember that?
Oh, that's a fun one.
I actually have that.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's battle... Checkers. Shot checkers.
Oh, okay.
So, something like that.
Remember when we played chess with all the shot glasses?
It was battle shots.
No, we did. Oh. Battle shots was different. That was battleships with
chess.
Shots. Yes, we did.
I don't even know how to play chess.
I think that was why we just ended up taking all the shots then.
I just kind of guessed I'm moving this guy here.
Yeah, I think I was supposed to teach you or something, and I don't know, we were doing a bunch of stupid shit. We were playing all those stupid games in the basement of Hattricks, 2425 60th Street.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
53140.
All right. Well, let's get to our top five, huh?
Yeah, all right.
People are tuning in. They want to hear about these memorable movie marriages.
Okay, all right. So, I understand. So
we got
to bet on crossovers.
Oh, crossovers, huh? There's only two of us, so.
It shrinks the pool quite a bit.
Yeah, I think I'll go with one.
I'm going zero.
Wow, okay, all right. And who wins? And what do they win? Nothing. Free t-shirt. It's
a high five or something, I think, is what we bet. I don't know.
All right. No one really gets anything right. We're always wrong. All of us are always totally wrong.
I don't think anyone has a point. If you're keeping track at home, don't.
Please let us know what we got.
Just stop.
I want to document our top fives each week and have them like written down somewhere. So I'd have them, I'm going to put them like on the blog or something if we ever made a blog.
Yeah.
But I never did, and now I don't want to go through and listen to all the episodes and write down every top five.
I mean, I could give you my notes.
I threw all mine away. Well, that's one.
Well, I still have a bunch of those papers from the old days when we were tacking them up on the wall.
Yeah, that was great. That was a nice little room we had.
Yeah.
It was just covered in blankets because we thought that made it sound better.
Yeah, and I mean, it kind of did, maybe.
Well, it got the echo out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't need that many, though.
No, looking
back
on
it. Like 12 blankets on this little tiny...
On one wall.
In like a glorified closet, pretty much.
Yeah. But. If you rent a one bedroom in New York about that size. Mm. But anyways, back to our top five. I'm going zero, you're going one on the crossovers.
Yes.
And my number five memorable movie marriage is between... hopeful young inventor named Wayne Szalinski and his wife Diane Szalinski.
Wait, who?
If you don't know what movie I'm talking about, maybe I could shrink it up for you. Yeah, I'm talking about the Honey, I Shrunk the series.
Oh, wow.
It's I don't know. It's you got to be a strong, healthy marriage to last through all those mishaps.
Was that the same wife in all three?
Yeah.
I remember the first two. I remember the blew up the kid one.
Yeah, and then there was the blew up the kid. There was the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 2 or again or something.
No, it was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, I Shrunk her. No. Is the baby one second?
No,
you
the baby.
I have this information.
The baby one's third. Oh, I have it right here, actually. Hold on.
Which
one
was
second?
Didn't they blow themselves up? Look, we
Honey,
shrunk
I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Honey, I Shrunk. We Shrunk Ourselves.
Okay.
Is the order.
Blew Up the Kid was the...
The second one.
I don't remember that one, but...
It was Godzilla meets a giant baby, basically.
Sounds awful.
Or
amazing.
It was all right. It wasn't as good as the first one.
First one was really cool.
Then there's the TV series and all that, too, but... And then there's all the attractions at Universal that are based on that movie, and I don't know. Yeah. Really? No, they're still there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I mean, nice. They're like all like the 4D shit before we even had 3D TVs, so they obviously spent quite a bit on it. They're not getting rid of them for a while.
Yeah. So that's a nice pick. All right. Yeah. That was one of the movies that came out. I was a little older when it came out, like mid-teens probably.
It came out in 1989?
No, yeah, that sounds about right, maybe.
89,
okay,
yeah. Same year as me.
So, yeah, I was 15. So, yeah. But it was still kind of cool. It had, like, the teenager kid in it, too. He's trying to flirt with a girl. And
yeah.
She was kind of cute for me being that age.
For
like,
the 80s.
Yeah, for 80s girl. So, yeah, and the effects were cool with the ants, with the whole part where they're in the yard.
Yeah, I was going to say the yard scene is fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome with the ants and the cigarette butt and the shit like that.
Yeah, and then they got the like all the detail on each one of the leaves and shit. I remember even being a kid and watching it on shitty VHS on a shitty TV before HD and shit.
Yeah.
And, oh, wow, that really looks like a real fucking leaf, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Still looked pretty cool. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it does. I haven't watched it in years, but...
Well, it was all, like, real effects, like, shit that they made.
Yeah.
So, had looked pretty cool, but nice. Good number five.
Thank you.
All right. My number five is a movie that we've actually done on Drunk Film Commentary.
Mm.
And actually, I think this movie has been on other lists before. Sometimes I like keep going back to the same fucking movies.
I've done that a couple times, yeah.
But so this why this one's my number five because I know I have gone to this movie before.
I actually have one I've used a couple of times on here.
Yeah,
I think I've used it a couple times at least.
This is 1994, where a lovely couple meets
Natural Born Killers.
Yes,
I can see the reflection in your glasses.
Oh man, really?
Yeah. Shit. Sorry, I had to be the asshole.
Well, I got to take my glasses off and I can't read it. But Mickey and Mallory Knox, Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis. It's a
very excellent
marriage.
Movie. Yeah, well, definitely, definitely. I didn't even think of that one. That's a good one. Yeah, damn.
That's a good marriage. They kicked it off and kept on shooting to the end.
And so they went out with gusto.
We can find that episode on. Wherever you found this episode, actually. Yeah. You probably scroll down.
Yeah, scroll down like 10 episodes somewhere in there.
Yeah, probably about that. A few months ago.
Yeah.
We did Natural Born Killers. It was a fun night.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So, so that's my number five is the 1994 Oliver Stone, starring Woody Harrelson, Juliette Lewis, Robert Downey Jr., Tommy Lee Jones, Tom Sizemore. I like the end part. Speaking of their marriage. The credit scene I liked when they show them like in the bus and they're like getting older and stuff and they have kids and shit.
Yeah.
That I can talk, that was pretty cool. Like, speaking of their marriage and how that went.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's cool.
Yeah, we didn't say they were good marriages or anything like that.
Yeah, I did say it could be memorable for good or bad reasons. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, and I've got my number four is it's memorable for a bad reason, but also pretty much one of the funniest movies of 1993. Mm. And, I'm talking about a little movie starring Sally Field and Robin Williams.
Oh, shit.
Called Mrs. Doubtfire.
Nice.
It's, even though it was a painful divorce that they're going through the whole movie, it's, and, I mean, obviously, Robin Williams plays the character of, the maid, the nanny, whatever, for his own kids.
Yeah.
Just so he can spend time with them.
Oh, it's ridiculous premise, but...
Yeah, and I think they did that on Three's Company once. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much... Yeah, it's like a Three's Company episode come to life.
Yeah. I always had a crush on Sally Field. I thought she was cute.
Really?
And she was still good then, too. That was like one of her last, before she got a little too old,
Yeah. I mean, the picture I'm looking at is not very flattering of her, but she doesn't look that bad.
There's one of her in the black skirt. She looks nice.
Yeah.
So...
But no, it's
and Robin Williams was good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good movie. I've liked it since I was a kid. Even though when I was a kid, I didn't realize that it actually had some kind of darker undertone. Not really that dark, but it's it is kind of a shitty divorce, and she's kind of a bitch, and you know what I mean. She won't even let him see his own kids.
Yeah.
It's she's kind of just using all her leverage to kind of be a bitch about things, but.
Did you ever see the alternate trailer for that, where the horror movie style, Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, but I heard about that.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I heard about there's a whole bunch of them, right?
Yeah. The Mrs. Doubtfire is one of the funnier ones.
Yeah.
And,
I'll have to watch that.
There's another one that's a pretty funny one, too. We'll have to post those on our page.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
For sure. But yeah, that's my number four. I don't know. I was kind of trying to not just... I was trying to have at least one not successful one.
Not successful marriage.
Yeah,
did they ever get together at the end? I don't remember.
I think they do end up, but the whole movie is about them getting divorced, and then at the end when he's got his TV show going and he's teaching kids about space and dinosaurs and shit,
okay.
Then she's like standing like in the wings waiting for the show to end, and then it's you're taking me back. Yeah, I'm taking you back. Mwah. Movie's over. Whatever. Right. I think is how it ends, but
I don't remember how it ends actually.
I got the synopsis. Okay. I can.
I mean, no, it's a good marriage movie because a marriage is a huge plot point in the movie, so I just don't know if they got together or not. Probably. That's how it works in all those movies, don't they?
She ends up hiring him as the babysitter after one of his tapings, and they agree to contest the custody rights, and he takes the kids out, and she's watching the show.
And he never comes back with them.
And then at the end of the movie, he says something about no matter what arrangements families have, whether they're separated or not, love prevails.
Okay.
Which is a good message at the end. You never really find out if they do get back together or not, but
probably not, though, huh? But she's going to be able to see his kids and stuff,
it's,
so.
It's, she agrees that everything was happier when he was involved, at least.
Yeah.
So, whether they're doing the nasty together or not anymore.
Yeah. Cool, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. My number four is about a man and his wife and their boy. And
is it Finding Nemo?
No, it's not Finding Nemo, sorry. No, they he gets a job, so they go out, and it's going to be a long job. And they're just good old Jack and Wendy, Torrance. And they go out to the Overlook Hotel.
Okay, okay.
In 1980s, The Shining. This marriage doesn't go so well.
No, that's it goes about as bad as it could go.
Well, it is Shelley Winters? Shelley Duvall. I get those two confused all the time. Shelley Duvall, who was perfectly cast as Olive Oil in Robin Williams' Popeye movie.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah, that could get any better than that.
No,
but,
no, that movie is about as good as you'll ever cast a movie.
But it has Jack Nicholson's freaky wife. She plays freaky pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And their best scene is when they're...
I don't know. There's a couple scenes where she's just a little...
Overact. Yeah. Yeah. But still, this movie's awesome. You know, Stanley Kubrick... knock the shit out of the park. It's one of his best ones, I think.
It's my favorite Kubrick film.
So, and Jack Nicholson at his peak. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a good story because there is
that,
like
that little kid makes it too.
Danny.
Yeah, Danny. He plays it perfectly even though he's just a little kid and probably doesn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
Danny's not home, Mrs. Torrance.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was badass, so... Yeah, that's a great marriage. Well, not a great marriage, but it's a memorable.
It's very memorable, yeah. I'll give you that.
So, and they don't make it through the night, unfortunately, because Jack freezes outside.
Mm-hmm.
But spoiler, sorry.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, read the book, or seen any of the alternate versions.
They had quite a few different versions.
Yeah. There's the one that's like a sci-fi one that's made for TV that's got the younger brother from Wings.
The Wings guy, yeah. Yeah,
that
yeah.
one... That one, it's almost like page by page accurate.
Yeah,
well, I really like that version. It's not as good.
Well,
but
I've heard that the Kubrick's version is way.
It's
off
so
from
off. It's
the
so
original,
off.
The Stephen King book, but it does what it does. Pretty cool though.
I mean, it's the general gist is there, and the whole like the main theme where the hotel is taking over the guy because all the people have died there before. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And you know, like the whole like bartender scenes and all that. That's pretty spot on, and like that's really what you need for the story. But like in the movie, it's a hedge maze, uh-huh. And in the book, it's like hedge animals.
Okay.
And they come to life and attack.
That'd be tough
and
to do on film.
It's, yeah, it's especially when was that? What movie?
1980.
Yeah, that would have been much harder. Like now, you could probably do it a little bit easier, but
yeah.
Stephen King didn't write that book. Now he wrote it. 30 years ago, you know what I mean?
Have you ever seen the documentary about that came out, Room 213, I think it's called?
Oh, no, but...
Don't.
I heard it, yeah, I would say I heard it was stupid.
It was dumb, yeah.
But there's a whole, like, Stephen King's got a whole thing about another room, like, that's a book thing.
Okay.
And that one's, like, based on a bunch of, like, true events that he went off of, and it's, like, in an actual hotel.
This was, like, trying to paint Kubrick as such a genius that every camera angle he made... was somehow like magical and told a story because the table was certain way and the phone was pointed this way and I was like, no, come on, man, you're reading way too much into this shit. So I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I lasted like maybe 20-30 minutes into it. I'm like, yeah, this is.
It's
like those apocalypse stories that like, dig so far into something. It's like, okay, that's too far.
Well,
you're not making any sense.
Well, when we found it, it was facing north, so that must mean, no, it's. It just happened to be facing north.
I mean, if you're into The Shining and you like the movie, then, yeah, you can check out the documentary, but it's but don't expect to find out anything amazing. Nothing you didn't really, you know.
Nothing you can't find from watching the director's cut or the director's commentary or whatever.
Yeah. But that's my number four. Jack and Wendy Torrance.
For sure. For sure.
A lovely couple.
My number
Have
three.
Have more for dinner sometime.
If you can find them, but don't overlook them.
Mm.
My number three, it's from 1996 American sports spoof comedy film starring Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny.
Jesus Christ.
It's Bugs and Lola Bunny.
They're not married.
This is where I took a little liberty. It's Bugs and Lola Bunny. It's her name's Lola Bunny, his name's Bugs Bunny.
Uh-huh.
Either they're related or they're married, and I'm betting on married.
Which one was Lola Bunny?
The hot bunny.
They were not married. She just showed up, and you didn't even know her.
But they end up together, and that's where I'm taking my liberties.
Man, I don't know if I can allow that one.
No, you're not going to allow it?
I don't think I can. They never got married. They never showed them get married.
It has to be marriage?
Well, they have to be married. You see them meet, but you don't see them married.
All right.
Do they get married in the cartoons?
I know in later Looney Tunes movies they get married, but or they are married, or they're together at least. I don't know if they're
just banging.
It's implied that they're married.
It's fucking like bunnies.
I guess it's like Minnie and Minnie or Mickey and Minnie Mouse. I don't know if they're married or not.
They're brother and sister?
No, they're definitely dating.
Really?
If nothing else, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Did you really? I had a backup. I had a backup. The Bradys.
Tom Brady and...
Yes.
The other one?
Yes, Tom Brady. No, I'm talking about the Brady Bunch, the Bradys.
That was a TV show.
Yeah, there's also two movies. A very Brady movie and a very Brady sequel.
And who played Mom and Dad in those?
I'm Googling it right now.
Shelley Long was a mom, wasn't she?
Was she?
She was a mom in one of them, I thought.
I don't know.
And, like, the guy from 30-something?
I know, this is great radio. Googling stuff.
Find us on drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Yeah, Shelley Long is in the first one, and Gary Cole.
Oh, the guy from Office Space, the asshole boss.
Yep. No, not the asshole boss.
Yeah, that's Gary Cole.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right.
Bloomberg. What's his name?
Bloomberg. Or Blumberg.
Is it?
Bill Lumberg.
Lumberg.
Bill Lumberg. Lumberg, yeah.
Yes, there you go. I knew we were almost there.
Yeah, it's got Gary Cole as Mike Brady, Shelley Long as Carol Brady, Christopher Daniel Barnes as Greg Brady, Christine Taylor as Marsha Brady, Paul Soltera as Peter Brady.
Don't care.
Jennifer Elise Cox as Jan Brady.
Fucked her.
Jesse Lee as Bobby Brady.
Fucked him.
Olivia Hack as Cindy Brady.
She blew me.
Henriette Mantel is Alice Nelson.
I licked her toes.
David Graff is Sam.
He gave me a quarter.
I'm trying to see if there's anyone else good. Davy Jones is himself.
That's great. That's a great pick. So your Brady movies are your pick, Justin?
Yep.
That's great.
Florence Henderson was the grandmother.
She was Alice. Florence Henderson was the mom.
She was the original mom.
Yeah, she's dead.
And Anne B. Davis, who was the original Alice.
She was the Alice.
She was in it, too. She was a trucker. Wow.
That doesn't sound
like... Barry Williams, the original Greg, was a record producer. The original Marsha was the lemonade lady.
Hey, what's the wrap it up sign, Justin? You know? Do we have one?
I don't know. If you figure it out, let me know. Christopher Knight was a coach who stops. The original Bobby was a cop. The original Cindy was a news reporter. And that's it. All the cameos by original Brady Bunch actors.
That's amazing.
In a very Brady movie. Now let's get to a very Brady sequel.
You've had two picks, two movies for that pick, so you're done. My number three.
I'm dying, folks. I'm sorry.
You had three movies for your number three, huh?
Is that another movie? I'm dying, folks. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, the two Brady movies in Space Jam.
Oh, I didn't get to the very Brady sequel yet, so hold on then.
No, we're good. My number three is a 1993 film. An era that I pick a lot of movies from. Directed by Tony Scott. Starring Christian Slater. Patricia Arquette as Clarence and Alabama Whirly. In True Romance.
Oh!
You still haven't seen True Romance, have you?
Nope.
That's my next movie I'm picking.
Okay, all right. You're going to make me watch that, huh?
If you like the Tarantino films, this was like the script he originally wrote. This is one of the things he sold to get off the ground to make Reservoir Dogs.
Oh.
So, and it definitely has that kind of style to it. It's a little different, though, because it's about this couple who get married, and they're actually kind of happy, and they come across some drugs. And remember Balky from Perfect Strangers? Anyway, you know, but our listeners might. He's in it as a...
If I've seen him, I'd probably remember.
Drug-dealing actor. The cast is awesome. It has Dennis Hopper in it, Val Kilmer, Gary Oldman. Brad Pitt plays the stoner roommate. All he does is sit on the couch and smoke weed out of a little honey bear fucking pipe. And says, can you get some toilet paper when you're gone? Christopher Walken's in it. And who else is it? Samuel L. Jackson's in it. Tom Sizemore. All kinds of fucking people.
Jesus.
James Gandolfini from The Sopranos, he's
in
it.
No way.
Yeah.
Chris Penn. Isn't he dead now?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Chris Penn, he's dead too. Nice guy Eddie from Reservoir Dogs, he's in it. Yeah, it's great cast, and these couple, you know, they get married in the movie.
They have a true romance.
And they get, yeah, it's about their story, and they get married in the movie, and they go through this little adventure. So that's my number three is True Romance.
Would you like to add another number three?
No.
Okay.
Good. I have my runners up, but I'll say those at the end.
Well, we can go through honorable mentions at the end since we'll have a couple extra minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no. Phone. Don't do that.
So, up to number two.
My number two. All right. Well, this is where I had to come to real decisions. I had to...
It's tough sometimes.
I had two in mind when I went into this. And they made it to the top of the list, but I had to... One had to come before the other.
Oh, boy.
And, I'm going with Ellen and Clark Griswold as my number two.
Ah. Very nice.
Another example of, well, if she can put up with all of that shit, then that must be a good fucking marriage.
Now, which vacation movie?
All of them. I'm talking with
European, the Christmas.
The marriage didn't have to be specified to one movie, right?
Yeah.
It's. I mean, they're married in
for a little bit. Yeah.
I'd say they're married in like four of those movies. I have, and
they're married in all of them actually.
Well,
they're always
married. there's four of them that they're married in. They're not married in like any of the other National Lampoon's movies.
Well, they're in the vacation movies.
Yeah, just, yeah.
But I'm talking about the newest one, the...
Yeah, they're the
remake.
Grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the, that's, five.
It's the remake turned sequel.
Yeah, it's kind of
no,
sequel.
No, that's the fourth one.
No, there's the first one, there's European, there's Christmas, and there's Vegas.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot about European.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget about European.
I forgot about the Christmas one, because I don't really think of it as Griswold, I think, just Christmas movie.
Yeah. You know?
But it's actually... Oh, good pick. All right.
I hope to someday have a marriage like that, where I can just start screaming at everybody and, yeah.
Very nice. Good pick.
Thank you.
All right. My number two is a 1999 drama movie, which I went and saw in the theater because I heard it was supposed to be a good movie. And I sat through and watched, and it was pretty wild. It's about a man who is in a marriage that falls apart, and he goes on like this total midlife crisis where he kind of relives his younger days, and it's Kevin Spacey.
Okay, I was gonna say, if this is Total Recall, I'm gonna slap
you.
No,
Kevin Spacey and American Beauty.
Okay,
1999. Right. Yeah, it's a pretty badass film. He totally flashes back to when he's a kid. He even has a crush on a high school girl.
Yeah,
which he later finds out is wrong. He shouldn't be doing it, but at the time he's just like ogling over, you know. And he gets like the car he wanted in high school. He starts smoking pot again. He stands out in the garage, listens to like old fucking 70s music, and smokes pot and lifts weights. And the marriage completely falls apart, and things happen. Have you seen this?
I've seen it, but it was forever ago.
Oh, it's a good flick, man.
It was. I probably saw it in 2003 on DVD sometime.
You're
probably
too young then. To...
Yeah, to really know what was going on. Yeah,
yeah, it's a good movie. It's a cool movie for when you're getting older. It's like
it's. That's one that's got a bunch of, like, rose petals on the cover, right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's my number two. It's I'm
cool.
Hell yeah, it's a good flick.
All right, well, and I guess this is the moment everyone's been waiting for, huh?
We got their big drum roll going and everything. Don't do that.
This movie was written and directed by the star. Or no, I'm sorry, it was written and starred. This one was not directed by the writer and star. I got that wrong. The other ones that came to follow were...
Confused.
The star of this movie also wrote it.
Okay.
And sold his dog so he could afford to live while he was trying to sell the script for it. Yeah. And then went on to buy his dog back after he made money off of it. But it was directed by a different guy. The other ones are directed by this man. But, yeah, it's a 1976 American sports drama film called Rocky.
Rocky, huh?
Adrian! Yup.
That was a runner-up.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yeah.
But I used Rocky a couple other times. I was one of those. It was either that or Natural Born Killers are going to sneak in there.
Yeah.
And Natural Born Killers took it from the top, from number five spot.
I don't know. It's. I mean, I know they're not necessarily married in the first one, but they're
married.
Oh,
they get married through it. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, probably say the series Rocky 2 or something.
Two or three.
But you can just say Rocky and Hall.
Yeah, and it's.
Except for you can't say Rocky Balboa.
I guess not.
Because she's dead.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. They're good movies. I like them. They always hold up.
Well, they're great characters. They
seem to actually care about each other.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't want him to fight, not because she thinks he's gonna lose, but because she knows he's gonna win, and she doesn't want him to get hurt anymore. What's the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny how Adrian goes from like such a shy and quiet wallflower,
completely closed off
in the first one. To like episode 4, she's like yelling at Russians and shit, and like wearing her leather jacket and shit.
Yeah, acting more like her brother than
her good old brother. What was his name?
Paulie.
I love those Rocky movies.
I fucking hate Paulie. If I was Rocky, I would have been laid Paulie out. Just bop.
Oh, like I'm beginning of episode or
like,
part
like
three,
one and two, and yeah, like three when they're at Christmas and shit.
Yeah,
you got me a stinking watch.
Boom. Done.
He breaks the pinball machine with his bottle.
Yeah, and he gets all pissed off because Rocky gave him that fucking four. Rocky gives him that...
the robot.
Yeah, he gives him the robot that he eventually gives to his kid later on.
He bangs that robot. He's got to.
He's got to. But Paul is like, you got me a fucking robot, blah, blah, blah. He's like, it doesn't make sandwiches or something. And it's like... Are you fucking kidding me? You would be dead under a bridge, probably by me, because you fucked over the guy that was paying me to break thumbs 6 months ago. You know what I mean? You're lucky.
Yeah.
It very easily could end up where I'm shooting you in the face.
Nice.
But yeah, that's I have problems with Paulie.
Yeah. But back to Rocky and Adrian, I liked it where, like in Rocky Balboa, where if she's the character is dead. He like goes to her grave all the time, and you know, he's always thinking about her. Like he truly, really did love her. So that's a good sign of that's a memorable movie marriage.
Well, and you got to think though, from Rocky II to Rocky Balboa, he could have banged any chick he wanted.
Oh yeah,
and he only wanted Adrian.
Yeah, that was his girl.
There was never one scene where you saw him going out after the fight and banging a bunch of chicks like you see Floyd Mayweather doing and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, is that what he does?
And Tyson and shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they used to all go hang out with floozies and shit in the club after the fight.
Well.
But he just went back to his giant mansion that eventually got foreclosed on. And
that's a good number one, Rocky and Adrian, huh? Cool, cool. All right, well, my number one, the final movie of the night, is a movie from 1983.
Empire Strikes Back.
There's no one who got married. Directed by Harold Ramis.
Oh, I guess they never do, no.
Starring Chevy Chase. Crossover.
Okay, okay.
Vacation's my number one, man.
I was like, really? Really?
Yep, really? Yep. That's my crossover.
Okay.
It's Vacation. Hell yeah, because they are like a great couple. They, you know, they do what they can with their kids, and they I love the part in the first movie where they're trying to, they make the separate bedrooms at the motel,
mm-hmm.
and the kids are like, have the vibrating bed. Well, they had, they both have the vibrating bed, but they go on the floor and they're down there like making out, and he comes up and he's got a fucking bra around his finger and shit. And, you know, they're having fun. So
I mean, they're on vacation too, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and even though they got kids and they're older, they're still... And
they still got to have their fun.
Yeah, yeah, and they do. So that's a sign of a good marriage.
Yeah.
And then whenever, you know, they're in trouble, she always goes for his dick. Like at Christmas, the cops bust in her hands right on his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in Wally World too, she's busted in her...
Yeah.
And her hands right on his crotch. So, you know, whenever there's trouble, her hand goes there to protect them, her man's...
her man's stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She looks out for it, so... You gotta go up for a woman like that. So my number one is...
She's willing to lose a hand to save a dick.
Clark.
She's a keeper.
Clark and Ellen Griswold.
Yeah.
It's my number one memorable movie marriage.
Nice.
And I win the crossover.
You win the crossover. Good job.
So what were your runner-ups?
I had a couple of runner-ups. Most notably was the other Boleyn girl. That was right there. That was number six. Easy.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I had War of the Roses. Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. You ever see that one? Danny DeVito?
No, but there used to be an early morning talk show I used to listen to that they did a War of the Roses segment on, and I never really understood it.
It was okay. It's about this married couple who go through the horrible fucking divorce.
And
right?
Then, okay. That
they, like,
makes
try
sense.
To kill each other.
That makes sense, because these people would do things where... The radio DJ would call up and harass the other person, at work or something.
And Danny DeVito played the lawyer, the family lawyer, sucked in the middle of it. Yeah, it's there. When I first thought about marriages, I thought that's why it popped in my head. I was like, okay.
Hmm.
What other runs you got?
I had The Devil's Advocate.
Who's married in that?
Keanu Reeves, and I can't remember her name. I didn't. It didn't.
Charlize Theron, or was it?
It's one of them. It's one of them. Blondes? I'll look it up right now. But I never made to the point where I researched it.
That's what Al Pacino's the devil, and
yeah, and Keanu Reeves is the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
And their, I don't know, their whole like dynamic going on between it. It's they do a good job playing off each other, yep. And like she knows something's up, but she
I
knows
it's Charlize Theron. She's the one who cuts her hair in it, doesn't? Doesn't she like, cut all her hair off?
I don't know. Let me
in that movie. I get her and Gwyneth Paltrow and Seven confused.
I get all of those chicks mixed up.
Much less Alexa. Fuck off. I think we might need an Alexa. If you want to join our Patreon account and drop us off an Alexa.
It is Charlize Theron, you're right.
Okay.
Right. Charlize Theron?
Theron.
Am I saying that right?
Theron.
Yeah, yeah, Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron are married in that movie, and I don't know, like, she knows he's up to no good, but at the same time, she likes the new elevated status, being married to the high-profile lawyer, and living in the high-rise in New York, so she doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
And he kind of, he does a good job trying to keep her shielded from all that, and at the end, they come together, and it's cool.
All right. Yeah, it's not bad. Cool. What, any other ones you got? I got a few. I got John and Holly McClane.
Oh.
From Die Hard.
Call him on the plane, huh?
Yeah. I got I had a cheater one if I needed one. I got Homer and Marge from the Simpsons movie.
That's a good one.
And Rocky was on my list, along with Kill Bill. More because the plot element was more of a...
That was the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, even though the marriage itself wasn't really what it was, but what happened at the wedding, I guess. So that was kind of a weak one, but... And then I had Anakin and...
Oh, really?
Amidala.
Nice.
In Star Wars Episode 3.
I was thinking about Mia Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
There you go. That wouldn't have been so bad, yeah.
There's, you know, two of those whole fucking vignettes are about... them too, so
yeah that's, you know, well, and then what everything that John Travolta goes through is because she's married,
yeah,
so, you know, he's always on her mind, on his mind.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah,
so yeah, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah, that was, I thought that was cool. And then I was gonna try and work Kingpin in, where Bill Murray's character was married to the chick that I can't remember her name at the moment.
Rebecca or whatever it was.
Yeah, but she was the one that was banging Woody Harrelson towards the end of the movie. Or, like, in the middle of the movie.
Married, though?
It's they were married at one time and then they got divorced. But that one, I was kind of trying to spin that one in, but
that's kind of weak.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you got your top five solid though. Yeah.
And I mean, it's if we were just doing movie couples, there's a shit ton more. But
I had trouble making this list at first.
I was trying to find married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I actually liked and wanted to talk about for a couple of minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, Vacation was the first one that came to mind. That one popped right in.
That was you know, one of my initial ones. As soon as you sent that message back out, I was like, they're married. Yeah, that would work. That's a good one.
I actually looked through my DVD collection earlier in the week, flipping around.
That's not a bad idea.
And I got a couple ideas out of that, so it worked out.
Yeah, I got to get Space Jam off the front of my DVD collection.
We'll have to delete that one from your, we'll have to ban that from your list from here on out. I don't know. We'll have to take a vote on that.
Well, let's vote.
Not tonight. But so that's it. We got to do our next week.
Yeah, all right. So you're ready
next,
for the
next episode. Well, our next episode is the news commentary, but our next movie feature.
Yeah. You ready for these taglines?
Wait, hold on. Okay.
You holding on to your seat?
Yeah.
Don't want it to go anywhere.
No, I'm ready.
All right. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll hurl.
Oh, man. Would this be 1992?
Yes, it would be 1992.
Does it star Rob Lowe?
It's got Rob Lowe in it.
Does it have Michael Myers?
Yes, it does have Michael Myers in it.
Is this The Woman in Black?
It's Halloween 7.
Oh, it must be Wayne's World.
Yes, it is Wayne's World.
All right.
And I've kind of been freaking out over here because I decided to do this movie because I've been talking about it's going to be my pick for a very long time. And 13 hours ago, they announced that they're going to start screening it in movie theaters for the 25th anniversary.
Oh, wow. 25 years?
It hasn't been 25 years since 1993.
Well, 92, I thought it was.
Or 92, yeah.
And yes, it has.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Then I'm 29.
Yeah. I guess you are.
Or no, shit. I'm bad at math. I'm 27. I thought I was 26 still. Damn. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, damn.
So, all right, Wayne's World, that's a good one.
Yep, it's if you want to go see it, you can go see it at the Marcus Renaissance on Wednesday, February 8th.
Should we do a live DFC?
From inside the movie theater? They sell beer.
Oh, shit.
It's like $7 a pop.
Yeah, no, with sneaking our own booze.
Well, duh. You buy one beer and you just keep filling up that cup.
Yeah. DNA's got a big purse.
I had a big bundle.
How are we going to record us? I know you got a big bundle, yeah.
Phones. I heard you. On our phones, duh.
We're just going to talk throughout the movie.
Fuck everyone else. There's only one showing, too.
Oh, you're at the live DFC recording, man. Come on.
Yeah, how do you think we got this movie in the theater?
We set this all up. It's part of the game. You're our live audience.
Yeah. We're going to ask you a couple of questions, and other than that, shut up.
Yeah. You're not part of the show. We don't need your input.
Speak when spoken to, bitches. I have people standing there with taser guns and shit.
Nice, nice.
We should do that. That would be a good one.
All right. So our next movie is Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
That does it for Drunk Film Commentary, everybody. Danny wishes she could be here. She even had a top five, too. Wonder what her top five was.
I don't know. Is it over there?
Oh, wait.
Oh, shit. I forgot Craig T. Nelson was in Devil's Advocate.
She has a couple on here. She has Johnny Cash and June Carter in Walk the Line.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. She has Peter and Debbie in This Is 40.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Allison Ben in Knocked Up.
I like Knocked Up.
And Carl and Ellie and Up.
That's a good one.
It's not bad.
That's only four.
Yeah, she only had four.
Oh.
Hey. We'll go through yours again.
I had Bugs and Lola / The Brady Bunch.
That was your number?
Oh, no. Oh, you want me to go in order. Okay.
Just pick them out at random.
No, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with Wayne and Diane Zelensky.
Yeah.
Then I had Mrs. Doubtfire with Daniel and Miranda Hillard. And then I had The Griswolds, Ellen and Clark. And then, or no, I had Bugs and Lola slash the Bradys.
Yeah.
And then I had Ellen and Clark Griswold. And then I had Rocky and Adrian.
Nice. I had what I had. Mickey Mallory Knox from Natural Born Killers. I had the Torrances from The Shining. Clarence and Alabama Worley from True Romance. Lester and Caroline Burnham from American Beauty. And the Griswolds. And that does it for Drunk Film Commentary, everybody. Once again, my name is Jason. With me is...
Just in time.
And thank you very much for listening. Catch us next time.
10.